You have to allow yourself to be seen. To risk being seen is the toughest thing in the world. We're all very shy people. We're shy, and the emotion is right there on the surface. If you pricked me with a pin, I would fly around the room. That's the risk, is that you are showing them yourself, your true, authentic self, and the chances of being rejected are much more important, you know, much more terrifying.
When I was, I guess, 15, I was 15 years old, and I was looking for a way into the business, and my dad was out of work. There was never any other choice. Yeah, there's never any other choice. From the time I can, that there was consciousness in the body, I was looking at a man named Percy, my dad, who was the most incredible character that you'd ever meet. If you met him for 5 minutes, you thought you knew him for 50 years. Wow. And he wrapped everyone that came into our house in stories and jokes. I became his calling at a certain point, and he was always super behind me. But from the first time I can remember, him just lighting up the room, you know, and him just like wrapping everybody in a story or whatever, and going, oh, that's the thing I want to do. You know, that's what I want to be. Because he was always there. Because I became what was special about the family. The one thing, like, people talk about depression all the time. The difference between depression and sadness, sadness is just, you know, from happenstance. Whatever happened or didn't happen for you, or, you know, grief or whatever it is. And depression is your body saying, fuck you, I don't want to be this character anymore. I don't want to hold up this avatar that you've created in the world. Deep rest. Your body needs to be depressed. It needs deep rest from the character that you've been trying to play.
Right.
I want to challenge your beliefs. I want to challenge the properness of this occasion, or whatever it is, throw it on its head in a way that you can accept and love, and it'll free you. So I've been in the business of freeing people from concern. I just think it's in your nature, or it isn't in your nature, you know? It's like, it's kind of, I want to see the same old thing. Right. And I think there's a ton of people out there that want to see the same old thing. And it's very strange, because I've been sharing things that, you know, lately about what I believe and stuff that are really kind of, maybe a few years ago might have been like, okay, Jim, maybe we'll join you on that planet someday. I'm finding that people are all kind of in, for the most part, accepting of another kind of way of looking at things, or letting go of character. The river of tears that we all have to face, and eventually, and that we're all avoiding, and how at the other side there's, you know, that your body can survive it, but you can't. You're better off without a you or an I. Like, you're supposed to say, you know, we're important. You're supposed to say, it's all going to be all right. And you're supposed to say that, you know, whatever you dream can come true, and you're supposed to say all those things. I do believe in manifestation, power of that kind of stuff, but I don't believe that any of it matters. You know, this mattering is to me a human construct, born out of a need, the same need as you have to have, you know, deities and things like that. I believe in an energy of God, energy of, you know, everything is divine. You know, there's just not, there's no thing that isn't divine. Right. Everything is divine, and I'm that. I'm not the body. I'm you guys, and I'm this thing, and I'm this thing, and I'm the cameras, and it doesn't matter to me. Sometimes I still have the groove cut in me that, you know, wants my hair to look nice. I'm finding that ultimately the freedom from it is something people are kind of hungry for. They're like, I don't want to be me either.
Right.
You know, and I go, well, great, because you never have been.
Right.
The knowledge has been evolving, you know, and I had to, I believe that I had to become a famous, you know, idea.
Yeah.
And get all the stuff that people dream about and accomplish a bunch of things that, you know, that look like success in order to give up my attachment to those things. Yeah. It's been part of the evolution of ego is to spend your first half of your life acquiring and adding, thinking you can add to yourself. And it looks great. I mean, it looks great when you got a cool car and you got good, nice clothes and, you know, and you're and you've done something that people admire. It can never fulfill you. You can never be happy. You know what I mean? It's not where happiness comes from. And, you know, I dealt with depression, you know, a few years ago, and people still think, well, he's going through, you can tell he's depressed. And it's not, I have no depression in my life whatsoever. Literally none. I have sadness and joy and elation and satisfaction and gratitude beyond belief. But all of it is weather, and it just spins around the planet, you know? It doesn't sit on me long enough to kill me. There's just everything. The happy place is realizing that you're everything, you know, and that there's no real you involved in the first place. You know, it's a weird little semantic jump that you make where it sounds like, well, that's totally fucking threatening, man. I can't not be me. I've built this construct.
Yeah.
You know, from the time I was given a name and. They're just ideas, you know? The only thing that separates you from an African-American or an African-Canadian is an idea, you know? And the weather, you know? And the adaption to the climate. And whatever it is, I don't believe in any of it. And so the feeling of wholeness is a different feeling than meanness. Yeah. So those who wish to masquerade for the rest of this virtual game sometimes are made really uncomfortable by it. You know, they're like, it really looks like a mask beside somebody who's not wearing a mask. You know, I don't really look for things. And it's the same with painting and sculpting and whatever. I'll just start, and it happens that later on my subconscious mind told me something, just like the scripts tell me something about where I was at, you know, and so they find me, you know. And that's why I disappear for long periods of time. And plus, when you go away a little bit sometimes, you learn a new stroke, you know. It's like you lop your right arm off to learn how to write with your left. Still, you can do the old stuff, but the new stuff is there too. I don't exist, so they're all characters that I played, including Jim Carrey, including Joel Barish, including any of those things. They're all characters. You know, Jim Carrey was a less intentional character,
right?
Because I thought I was just building something that people would like, but it was a character, you know? So it's, you know, I played the guy that was free from concern so that people who watched me would be free from concern.
your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory.